Monday, the 21st of January, Yud Dad Dalad Shvat, Rabbi Yosef Jacobson, Tu B'Shvat.
The topic I would like to discuss, Tu B'Shvat, Shemitah, and the Shana Morber. Start with the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Akdomah, the Tesh Yanta brings Akdomah to Sechash Rosh Hashanah, after we finish discussing all the moedas, Sukkah, Yom HaSukkah, Beitza, Sochem and Sukkah, before that, Sochem earlier, Kasav Ramam, Achash Shehishkim HaMoyadis, Udvayim HaMiuchodim B'chol Yomtif, which includes Beitza, Diber Achshav B'moyad HaNishar Loi, Ru Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, which is brought after all the other Masechetes. Now it's very interesting, the Ramam says, the quote, which the Tesh Yomtif is quoting the Ramam, which appears on Mishnayis in Hakdomah, is that V'hu Rosh Hashanah, Ad Kan. And we know the Mishnah says, Abo Rosh Hashanah Mehem, Ve'echad B'nissan Rosh Hashanah, L'melochim, V'l'ergolim, Ve'echad B'elu Rosh Hashanah, L'masa Behemo, B'lozor B'erbet Shimberim, Ve'echad B'tishri Rosh Hashanah, L'ashonim, L'ashmitim, V'l'al Yevlois, V'anatiya, V'al Yerokis. And then we've got Ve'echad B'shvat, Rosh Hashanah, L'ilon, K'divei Beis Shammai, Beitir Elohim B'chamisha Osaboy, that's the 15th, which we will celebrate tomorrow. The question, the diuk, which they bring, the Sforim bring down, is that it says actually Ve'echad B'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, it's a singular form, whereas everything else we quoted before is Shonim, Shmitin, Yevlois, Lentia, also actually singular Rosh and the Yerokas. Most of them are in a plural, and this one is in the singular Rosh. But we see anyway that there's four Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam seems to be ma'alim ayin from the fact that there's other Rosh Hashanah besides Rosh Hashanah. There's only one Rosh Hashanah. The question is, why do all these things come into Masechet Rosh Hashanah, which is in Seder Moed? These things really should be referred to in Seder Zroim, Ilonos, Shmitin, Yevlos, Matthias. These are all in Yonim in Seder Zroim, not in Seder Moed. However, it seems that since they're all called Rosh Hashanah, even though they're not Rosh Hashanah, the understanding of the Rambam is that they're all Nigra after this Rosh Hashanah, the main Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Mikra Kodesh, as it says in the Torah, which is the Yom Tov. And all the others are included here because they're also called Rosh Hashanah, but they're not necessarily a Yom Tov in itself. That's the Mashmoret of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Vav brings down that Nagush Loi Lipur Al Pneim B'Tesvav B'Shvat. For those who are knowing Al Pi, the Shulchan Aruch not when to say Tachanon, when not to say Tachanon. The Yom Tov Sheboy is that on Tu B'Shvat you don't say Tachanon. The Nagush Loi Lipur Al Pneim B'Tu B'Shvat, and the going says on that because Shu Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, like Ukumoy Kol Dalad Rosh Hashanim Shehein Yom Tov. Clearly the Gaon says that this is a Yom Tov. All these Rosh Hashanim are all Yom Tovim. Not just the main Rosh Hashanah of Mikra Kodesh is a Yom Tov. All the other days are also Rosh Hashanah, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, also a Yom Tov. And that's why they're included in the Seder Moed, which is Yom Tovim. It includes all the Yom Tovim, and Tu B'Shvat is also a proper Yom Tov. And the Gaon also says in Siman Tofresh Samach Dalad, Kol Yimei Adin Hu Yom Tov, Hadalad Prokim, Vehem Adalad Prokim Bashonah. So he calls that a Yom Tov Mefurish, that it's a Yom Tov, and the Makoi for that it's a Yom Tov is in Rishonim. The Rishonim, the Modcha in Rosh Hashanah, brings down that there was a mice they wanted to make a Tanis, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, must have been a problem of rain. They wanted to make a Tanis Chamishi Sheni, and it would fall on Tu B'Shvat. And the Modcha writes there, Yeshlochus le Rosh Hashanah, Velitchai Satan. And the Shloh, the Pirush HaShloh, says that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonoi, and since it says Abba Rosh Hashanim Heim, so it's called Rosh Hashanah, since it's Rosh Hashanah, so Einle His Amos Boy, Shaloi Matzinu Tanis B'Rosh Hashanah. So it's clear from here that he considers it a Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tov, which you can't make a Tanis, and it's not like in Chodesh Nisan, a Chosn wouldn't be able to fast on Tu B'Shvat, whereas in Chodesh Nisan, the minig is not to fast, but the chosn can fast in Chodesh Nisan because it's only a minig not to fast in Nisan. It's not a Yom Tov in its own right, where Tu B'Shvat would be considered a Yom Tov in its own right, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I'd like to try and understand the Havamina in the Rambam, who seems to have a mashmos that it isn't a Yom Tov in its own right. It's only brought here because of the Avdi Rosh Hashanah, that's why it's brought here. But it's not a Yom Tov in itself. Why is it that the Rambam doesn't stress it's the Yom Tov in itself? It's a day when, as we will see, the day that the, it's the birthday, literally, of the fruit. So why is it that the Rambam doesn't bring it as a Yom Tov? So what is it that this day of Echad B'Shvat, as the Mishnah said, is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon? We all know the halacha aspect of Tu B'Shvat is that you can't take Trumas and Maisers from the Peiros and Yerokas of fruits and vegetables from one year on another year, Ein Tomin Mizel. There, you can't take Trumas and Maisers from Peiros from before Tu B'Shvat or before Chodesh B'Shvat according to Beis Shammai from one year on another year. That's the Indian Trumas and Maisers. One can't be mafresh truma on payers from one year on another year. Linyan orla, that's another aspect which we find Tu B'Shvat. The Gemara says, echad ha-neitea, echad ha-mavrich, echad ha-markiv, somebody who plants trees or he grafts trees 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also loy shana, and the payers of that tree are also for 3 years, 3 years meaning the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The next year, Rosh Hashanah, is the end of the second year, and the third year finishes not at Rosh Hashanah, but it finishes at Tu B'Shvat. Why is that? The Gemara says, "Mitoich shehikalta betchilasa, hechmata besoifa." Since the first year you have been makel and you haven't considered a whole full 365 days, only 30 days as a year, shleishim yom b'shana choshev k'shana. At the end, you have to be marich and add on another 3 months or so, a bit more, until Tu B'Shvat, until those payers are muta bahano. Only after Tu B'Shvat, the payers of the Ilan will be muta to eat after Tu B'Shvat. Before not. So the Gemara uses the Lashon Mitoch, Shehekalta B'Tchilasa, Hechmata B'Soifa, you have to add on until the end of the, until after Tu B'Shvat. And the Gemara learned it from Psukim, the Pasuk says, U'Bashana HaRavias, U'Bashana HaChamishis, Pomim SheBeRavias, it's still also Mishum Orlo, and similarly Mishum Netarevoi further on. So that's the Makoi, also the Rishonim bring down, that's the Makoi also, that Rosh Hashanah for Maitis is also on Tu B'Shvat, from this Pasuk of Bishonah Arabiyas and Bishonah Achamishis, it continues till Tu B'Shvat, that's the date that it's off, that the Peiros will become Mutta, anything which grows after that day will be Mutta Ba'anol. That's where you plant the tree before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to have 2 weeks for it to take root, and then 30 days, that's considered a full year. What happens if these trees are planted within 45 days before Rosh Hashanah? So you won't have the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to be considered a year. What is the din? When does the Shloita Orla, when were they completed? When will the payers become Mutter? So in that we have two days in Shulchan Aruch. We have the Shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam says that where you planted it within 30 days, that it started growing within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then we count the years of Orla, Mi Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. It's 3 complete years from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 3 complete years. However, the Balamoyer, the Ran, and the Ritva argue, and they say that even in such a case, the Issa of Orla continues until Tu B'Shvat, Ad Shana HaRavis. You have to have 3 years plus till Rosh Hashanah, till Tu B'Shvat, to be able to have Hanah from the payers. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down the 2 days. He's not machriya which one is correct, which one to follow. We're machmir that the payers, which anything which is planted from within 30 days before, 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, these payers are also until Tu B'Shvat. That's Linyan Orlo. Then what happens? Linyan Shvi'is. Linyan Shvi'is, there's also a machloikas as to what is the day when the Kedushas have payers on payers Shvi'is, on payers which grow in Shemitah. So the Rambam says in Shemitah that the Shana HaShvi'is is from Rosh Hashanah, Hashana HaShvi'is Shelahem, Me'alef Tishrei Ad Alef Tishrei, is just like the Issa to work on the ground is from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, the Kedushas HaPeiros is from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. Anything which blossoms from Rosh Hashanah already has the din that it's got Kedushas Shvi'is. And the Sfasemas explains, he says, even though Linyan Maestris, Rosh Hashanah of the Pri, is Tu Bishvat, Linyan Shemitah, Rosh Hashanah, is in Tishri, logically, he says, because Rosh Hashanah Lishvat, Rosh Hashanah Lilonis in Shvat, is a birthday of the Pri, whereas Shemitah is a general rule, Linyan Avodas HaKarka. And just like Linyan the Issa of working in the Karka is from Rosh Hashanah, who are doing, the Kedushas HaPeyus should also be from Rosh Hashanah. However, we find that there's a machlokes on this as well. We find Rabbeinu Chananel in Rosh Hashanah, the Tetzvav on Beis, and the Oruch, and the Shloh, Sfasemes also brings it down in Sukkah. He says that Peyus Shvius, the Kedushas HaPeyus, is not from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah, it's the Peyus which are plant, which take root, which are blossoming, from Tu Bishvat in Shana HaShvius until Tu Bishvat B'Shana HaShminis. So Lechura is something which is very strange, that the Peiros which grow in Shvius until Tu Bishvat have got no Kedushas Peiros, no Kedusha. The Peiros which are grow in Shana HaShminis until Tu Bishvat have got Kedushas Peiros, Kedushas Shvius, even though you can't, even though it's mutter to work in the ground, but the payers still have a din of kedusha. Those fruits which blossom between Tu Bishvat and Tu Bishvat, and Shana Shviis to Shana Shminis, that's kedusha tapayers. That's the shita of the Oruch and Rabbeinu Chananel, which, and in fact also, in Sefer Meradim Azmanim, I saw he brings down that the Minhogim of Maram Rottenberg says that Linyan Tachanun, on Tu Bishvat, he says, the reason why we don't say Tachanun on Tu Bishvat is because Kaimelon Kabeis Hillel, the Oimrim Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois, the Gabi what? Le'maiser u'lishvies. He says that Tu Bishvat very clearly is the Rosh Hashanah Lishvies, which is mashma very clearly that the Rosh Hashanah of Linyan Shvies is not Tishri, but in Shvat. Which one has to understand, what is it, why should it be that it's separated from the din of the Avodas HaKarka, which is also from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and all of a sudden the Kedushas HaPeyos is from Tu Bishvat until Tu Bishvat. The Sefer Torah Zrayim elaborates on this idea, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara asks the question, why is it that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos is the Echad Bishvat according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, Tesvav Bishvat? And the Gemara says, my timer, why is that Rosh Hashanah Leilonis? Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Yishia. Hoi v'yotu roi gishmei shana, since most the rains have fallen already, so that is the time, Rashi says, shekva ova roi v'yimois ha'gashomim, most the days of the winter rain have passed, shuzman revia, v'ona ha'saraf be'ilonis, the sap has gone in, entered the trees, and from now on, the peiros will start to blossom. And the Meiri says that the Tkufas Teves is from the first half of Tkufas Teves is from Meshchodesh Teves until Tu Bishvat, and that's the coldest part of the winter, and that's the time that it takes for the trees to start blossoming. And only after that, that's when they blossom, and that's the time the Chazal said is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. Tosfos brings down a different shita. Tosfos says, and in fact it's to Yerushalmi brings it to Machlokes Amoraim exactly, what is it that the Echad Bishvat or Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis? He brings down one shita, like the Gemara in Bavli says, is most of the rains of the year have fallen. And it's a day which the sap starts entering the fruits, and therefore they will start to blossom. So it's a new day, it's a birthday, a new year, they're going to start growing. However, Yerushalmi says another man to Omar, Ad kan hein chayin mimei hashono she'ovro. Mikan ve'elech hin chayin mimei hashana habo. Which means that until now they have lived on the rains of the previous year. From now on they're living on the rains of the coming year. What does that mean? The Tosfos actually mentions such a svara as well. He says, "V'chol hachanutim kodim zman hazeh," all those peiros which have blossomed from before this time, "haynu al gishmei shana shelifnei tishri," they have grown through the rains of the previous year, all rain which fell before Tishri. In other words, the Turi Eben explains Pshat in this Shitta that Tu B'Shvat itself is not a new day in its own right. What is it? It's a day that we can see anything which has grown till now is grown from the rains from the previous year. Anything which grows after Tu B'Shvat grows on the rains of this year. Which means to say that according to the Tzad of the Yerushalmi, the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilana does not necessarily mean the Rosh Hashanah is on Tu B'Shvat. The Rosh Hashanah for the Ilana is on Rosh Hashanah, as Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah for Din and everything else. It's a Gilui Melta that this is a day that we see that anything which has grown till now is shayach to the previous year. Anything which grows after this time is shayach to the Shana Abor, it's shayach to the coming year. So the Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Hashanah. Tu B'Shvat is just a day that we know Ab Kan, anything which grew is shayach to the previous year. Something which grows after Tu B'Shvat is shayach to this year of Toshin Samachet. So it's grown on the rains which came from Toshin Samachet, so it belongs to this year. It's really the fruits of Toshin Samachet from Rosh Hashanah Tishri, Tavshin Samachet. You only now see the fruits of that year. Anything which is grown before Tu B'Shvat is fruits of Tavshin Samachet. Right? It's not fruits of this year, it's fruits of last year. If we bear in mind such an idea, then we can understand the machlokes between the shittas. When is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos Linyan Shvius? That Shvius, we see that we have the Shitta, the Rambam who holds that the Peir Shvius have Kedusha from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah, and we mentioned the Shitta of the Ben Yochanan who says that the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos is from Tu B'Shvat, which we didn't understand. Why is it that they should be also have Kedusha only from Tu B'Shvat, and even into the following year in Shana Hashminis they should also have a din of Kedusha Shvius? That if we bear in mind this Shitta of the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings down on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, then perhaps we can understand it, that these fruits are really fruits, the fruits which have grown until Tu B'Shvat are fruits of Toshin Samach Zayin. They're not shayach to the year Shnas HaShmita of Toshin Samach Ches, they're shayach to the fruits of the previous year. Since they're shayach to the fruits of the previous year, it's got nothing to do with the Avodah Sakarka of this year. The Avodah Sakarka of this year is Toshin Samach Ches, is the Eser to work in the Karka. But the fruits are fruits from Toshin Samach Zayin. Those fruits from Toshin Samach Zayin have got no Kedusha, because they have grown on Karka and on rains which have fallen from before Toshin Samach Ches. Similarly, the Peiros which are blossoming in Toshin Samach Ches until Tu B'Shvat, they're growing on rains and the Karka from Toshin Samach Ches. And therefore, those fruits from Toshin Samach Ches until Tu B'Shvat have all got Kedusha Shvius, even though the Avodah Sakarka will be Mutar. That will be possibly an understanding of the Shitta of Rabbeinu Hananel, who holds that Shmita is even in Toshin Samach Ches and it only starts way into Toshin Samach Ches. Similarly, perhaps we can suggest with Orloch that we said that when you grow your fruits, and this is a question about that to suggest perhaps possibly that the chaff also in Orla, why we say that these fruits which grow in, if you start planting within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, why it should be the Shitta, the Balamoy, and the Ran, and the Ritva all hold that the fruits are also the Hanor until Tu B'Shvat. And they're not just also until Rosh Hashanah, we don't just count from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Whereas when we had 30, if it's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees that it's until Rosh Hashanah, until Tu B'Shvat, for the simple reason the Gemara says it's a kaltav mitoch hakula shekaltav betchilasa echmarta betseifa. That's what we understand the Shitta of Rambam, who doesn't agree with the Shitta of the Yerushalmi. That it's a birthday in its own right, according to the Rambam. And he doesn't, he says, and that's why the sap, like Rashi says, the sap enters the period, and now the fruits start to blossom, now is the birthday. But it, when it comes to Orla, it could be that the Rambam says there's a Jeff HaKosov that in the first, if it's grown within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have to add on the till Tu Bishvat. But according to the whereas when it's grown within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam holds me Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. Says that Tu Bishvat has no implication according on the payers according to the Rambam. It's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah 3 years, where the Shita of the Ran, and the Balamboir, they hold that it carries on until Tu Bishvat. And the reason why they hold it carries on until Tu Bishvat, because they follow the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananu, that anything which grows until Tu Bishvat is shy to the previous year. Something which grows from till Tu Bishvat is shy to the previous year. If it's shy to the previous year, so the Issa will continue until Tu Bishvat. That possibly could be the understanding in those shittas. Similarly, perhaps, maybe we can understand the shitta of the which the Tzitzis Yontas brings down, that Tu Bishvat itself is not a Yontas. All he says is the notion of the Akdoma of the Tzitzis Yontas, who brings down Kosev Aramba Machashe Hishlim HaMoyadis Udvarim HaMichotim B'chol Yontas Diber Achshav B'moyad HaNishag Loi V'u Rosh Hashanah. In other words, talking about one Rosh Hashanah. There's only one Rosh Hashanah. There's no four Rosh Hashanah. Regarding the Rosh Hashanah of Tubish of Peres Eilon, the Rosh Hashanah of Peres Eilon is not Tubish. The Rosh Hashanah of Peres Eilon is Rosh Hashanah, like Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim Shmitim L'Yevres is Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. The same thing also the din of Peres Eilon, the Gabba Shmita, the Gabba Peres Eilon. The Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Hashanah. What happens in Tubish? Tubish is just a Gilui Milsa. What grew this year? What grew the previous year? Something which grows after Tu Bishvat is from this year, something which grows before Tu Bishvat is from the previous year. That's a possible understanding in this chat, in this Tzitzis Yontas we bring down, that the Rosh Hashanah is only one Rosh Hashanah, but and Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat is not a Rosh Hashanah in its own right. Just another Nakuda to finish off with. The Gemara says to Shaila, what happens in Shana Mulberes, like this year? When is it that there's Rosh Hashanah? When is Tu Bishvat? When is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam? The Gemara asks the question, Heis Hashanah Mubaris Mao, when is the Rosh Hashanah? Do we say the Rosh Hashanah is in Shvat HaSamach LeTeves? Do we say that it's in the Shvat following Teves, like we have now? Or do we say it's in Avarishon Shehu B'mkayim Shvat? Or is it in Avarishon which is B'mkayim Shvat? And the Gemara says, the Gemara's answer is, Omale halakha chalev shonim, you go after most years, and therefore it's like it is tomorrow. And so he's asked the question, at another time, what's the whole idea of a shonim ulber? It's 365 days in a solar year, 364 days in a lunar year. So the lunar year is shorter than the solar year, so we have to add in a month every 3 years or so there. So the question is that the fruits of the trees go according to the sun years. They're not going to. The whole reason why we have Shana Mubaris is that person should be the Chodesh HaOvid. That after the extra Chodesh, that the Nisan is in the Chodesh HaOvid. So how could it be that we would celebrate the Chanukah or the Peiros is in Shvat when it's earlier this year than every other year? We should really push it off to the other years. And Tosis asked the Kasha. Tosis here asked the Kasha. Afagav shebishul hapeiros cholichacha chamo. Even though the blossoming of the fruits grows when it goes follows the solar year, Shanema, he's got a pasuk for it. Mimega tuvois shomesh. He has to bring a pasuk, which is interesting. It goes after the sun. Shanema mimega, the sweetness of tuvois shomesh. So why is it that we celebrate it in we go basarov hashanim? Tosis answers. Hachanamik gives two terutzim. Hachanamik says, Mimeged Geresh Yerochim. Just like Mimeged Tuvah Shemesh, Mimeged Geresh Yerochim. It goes after the lunar year. You don't understand it, possibly. We go after the lunar year. But this gives another reason, which is even more tamua. Vadam Yisraelim Moinin Lalavona. You even count according to the lunar month. So what? What happens? Because we count according to the lunar month, therefore the fruits grow earlier. So then it is the Chasam Sefer asks his Kasha on Tosfos, and he explains Tosfos, you do it like a Chasam Sefer, it's the Negea HaLocha LaMaisa. The Chasam Sefer says that there's a halacha that if Bezdin were ma'aber the shana in Chodesh Adar, and a girl who had birthday in Chodesh Adar, and she was zinsa, she was zinsa when she's 3 years old, she's also besulim. Chazal say that if they ma'aber the shana and they add on another month, chazru besula yisrael, she's got a din of a besula. The chayyah the mitzvah would be, we would understand it not to be like that. Chazal say no, that the child is a child with besulim, even though she had a bia, she still got a din of a besula. How could it be? Similarly, we find that a boy became a mitzvah in Chodesh Adar, and Chazal, and he went and ate chaylav. It's chayav a chatos. That's a mere chatos. Chazal went along in Chodesh Adar, and ma'aber the shana. There's no chayav chatos. It's not a gadol. What happened over here? He was a gadol. Shtei taras. No, we say the shtei taras hashuma. It's nothing. He's got no din of a gadol. When he did the aveir, he was a gadol. Suddenly, all of a sudden, we say he's got no din of a gadol. Says the Chasam Sofer, a famous verse, which is shayach to Lachit Parsha as well, that the Olam is meshubad to Toya, the Teva is meshubad to the Bria is meshubad to Toya Valendel. That's the lesson of Eir Chaim HaKadosh and Parshas B'Shalach. Similar, that was the Chaim HaKadosh asked the apostle, says Vayoshev Hayom Leisonoi Letznai Shehisnei B'Bria Soilom, that the water should split and it went back. And what was the big task of Kiryas Yam Sof? The Gemara says in Chulin, famous Meisah, that we have, I don't know who the Amira was, he passed the Nahal, and he forced the waters to split, and he had the Pinchas Ben Yoy, he forced the waters to split. So the Erechaim asked, what's the big deal of Kiryas Yam Sof? So the Erechaim says, Yaduah Dik Erechaim says, that Pinchas Ben Yoy wasn't a chiddush that the waters should split, it was after Kabbalah Tatera. Before Matan Torah, they needed extra zchus that the water should split for them. Once there's Matan Torah, somebody learns Torah on a high dagger, the teva, the world is meshubah to that person. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's Nageya Lehalacha, she's got the din of a basula, the cotton, the gobbler becomes a cotton, it goes back to become a cotton, and that's Chasam places over here, the Gam Yisraelim, Mayim Lelavona. Kaisel counts according to the Levona, and so what? If Kaisel counts to the Levona, as I said, that Tu B'Shvat is in Shvat and not in Adol, even though it's a month earlier, nevertheless, the sap goes into the fruits, and the trees begin to blossom in Shvat, even though it's an earlier month in the solar year, and Al Pi HaTeva, we would imagine that these trees are dead and can't grow yet, they've got another month to go. Afapike in the Alokha, that you saw many in the Ravona, and therefore they grow because the Teva, the Oilam is Meshubad to Torah Valendeh, Chazal or Kaveah, then we follow, then the Teva, the Bria is Kaveah according to Chazal. I'd just like to finish off with a vault which I once saw on Tu B'Shvat. There's the Zmanes Chachos of the Pedas. You look at the trees outside, you see they're almost dead. And there's no leaves on the trees. Imagine in the middle of the summer months or the end of the autumn, the beginning of the spring, you see the golden leaves and the beautiful pears which start to grow on these trees. You'd imagine that's the birthday of the tree. But the trees now, they've got no leaves on them, the branches have fallen off, they look dead. And then, that's at that time, the Rebbe Einstein makes new his chadshus in the pears, that a person has to look at a tree and he overlays his sode. That a person sees the tree and the tree looks dead, and thus at that time the Rebbe Einstein puts the newest chashes in the tree. We have to realize that Akadosh Baruch Hu is matzmiach yeshuos, that even the darkest, deepest winter days, the wind's blowing and the trees look like they're falling. That's at that time that Rebbe Einstein puts the newest chashes into the peiros. That's the Hashem, we should do the zeicha to gain some sort of his chashes, kiyodamei tasada, from this great day.